Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about memory. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, when you are combing through a huge code base, how do you get the code to stick in your memory? Well, if I am working on a specific feature and I interact with that specific area of the code in enough times, it sort of starts sticking. But there is no programmer who's working on a system of any significance who can remember all the code. This is incidentally one of the reasons why you have unit tests. Because the reality is that, the way that you can think about it is that if you have the brain capacity to keep the entire system in your head, line by line, with such clarity that you understood like the logic basically and the impacts of what you're doing within the code, like you had that full picture, then unit tests would be basically pointless because you're... Well, I'm not going to say pointless, but I hope you see what I'm saying. Like, then you wouldn't need to be worried that you're going to break something because you can keep the whole system in your head, right? But the problem is that even for small features, guys, the average software project is too big for you to keep all of it in your head. You're talking about, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of files, even on a small project. Like, the smallest projects are, like, let's say... a few thousand lines of code or something like that, is usually still big enough for you to not be able to remember like every line or something like that. But at the same time, it's not necessary for you to memorize all the code. But what is going to happen usually is, as I said, you get exposure to the same sort of patterns, which is the key thing, right? This is the, I've said so in a few other videos, usually you have a few bigger concepts within the overall architecture of the system, like the system is doing something specifically. So let's say you have like an ordering system or something like that, and then you know that this system is responsible for like some user interface where like administrators can go in and look at orders and list them and search for them or like look them up or update the status of those orders, etc., etc. When you know that that is sort of the like the main focus of the system, then you organically start it sort of becomes a pattern or like an assisted memory pattern, if that makes sense. It's you know what entities are within the code, and you know that those are the main entities, and because you touch them more times usually than like all the other, like there's might be 100 different features, you're organically going to start remembering the overall structure, like what entities are in the domain, as we call it, and which pieces of code are most entwined with that core functionality. And that helps a lot with remembering things. It's sort of like these, you know, it becomes a little bit like that flashcard effect, right? You make associations between the code and what the system is doing, so you know that like your brain commits these things usually easier to memory. But then again, then it's also, this is why I tell people, make sure that you're documenting things that you don't do that often, because you're definitely going to have more than a few hundreds of lines of code, like me, more than that. It depends on the size of the project, of course, where it's like it's code that you wrote for a specific case at some point, and then the project goes in a different direction, or like you have focus on some other thing for quite a few months or something like that, and then you come back and you don't remember at all how this thing was structured or how it's working or anything like that, because it's enough time has passed. And this happens to me on my own projects, guys. Like if I have a personal project that I code away at that thing for, like I can love the thing and like really work on it intensely, and then I lose interest, I come back a few months later, I don't even remember in many cases where like all the things are or so forth and so forth. And this is where those sort of architectures and those patterns that I've talked about becomes useful, because if I know sort of like when you know how people structure their projects, you sort of know where to go and look for things, and like you can get assistance in figuring out like what a specific piece of software is doing, so forth and so forth. And unit tests, as an example, is a way for you to document how something is supposed to be working. But you can basically forget that you're gonna keep like a big piece of like a real, and like that's in my, this is my theory, this is why people really truly do hate the like the legacy problem, because it messes with your comprehension of the system. When things are very chaotic and there's like no clear architecture or structure, it frustrates us people, because it becomes convoluted to figure out what's going on. And that's why if you have a cleaner architecture, you have like these sorts of well, if you segment things in the right way and you create a consistent pattern in your code, it feels for most people structured and comprehensible, and that helps with remembering how things are working or seeing the reasoning behind why things are working in a certain way. So what I want you to take away from this is that you don't really have to concern yourself with remembering all the code. It's simply not going to happen. It's actually the number one, like it's one of the things that sort of, well, let's just say, guys, that you're probably going to be in more than a few situations where your coworkers or like your stakeholders asks you about, oh, how long is it going to take to build that feature or this feature? And unfortunately, some of them are going to be like super annoyed when you say this, but it is what it is. And you go, I don't know, I'm going to have to look into it. Because the reality is that you can get a question about any piece of the entire system at any time when you're doing like estimations for work or so forth, and it's basically impossible for you to keep all that code in your head. And this is one of the reasons why estimations are so difficult, because as soon as you start estimating, you are trying to basically build the feature in your head before you've gotten your hands dirty, and it's very difficult to estimate how much work that is. It becomes almost impossible when they're asking you about a part of the system that you don't really remember, and it's unfeasible to remember all that software. It's we were talking about a quantity of data that is so gigantic that it's on par with saying let's memorize the phone book or something like that. It's not in your, you will not have the mental capacity to do this. And so this is one of the many reasons why the software development practices that you know and love, hopefully, that are tend to be best practices, they're like the architectures and so forth that you learn about, they are created in order to create like logical segments and something like a predictable pattern that feels familiar to people. That helps a lot with retention, using like domain-driven design and modules and creating unit tests and so forth and so forth. And then of course repeating work is going to help you become quote-unquote a domain expert in some cases where you've been doing or been involved with a specific piece of the system so much that you sort of almost know it by heart. And it's when you get to that sort of point where you start just like remembering pieces of it. But guys, even after me working for quite a few years, I fully know like there are some parts of the systems that I'm going to sort of know exactly how it works, and then there are going to be other parts that only my coworkers know about because they were working on that, they've been doing all the projects on that part, and I haven't. And it's not things to feel bad about, guys. I promise you, this is like no software developer has this down. So just follow those tips. Try your best to create a clean and like predictable architecture and structure your system in such a way that it's easy to navigate and like find what you're looking for and so forth. Because if you do that's like the main argument against legacy and so forth. The more chaotic and unstructured the system, the harder it is for you to like recall and see the pattern of logic in how everything is working. And everything sort of is like, it's in a sense you can think about it as cold starting an engine, because it's so complicated to come back into the flow of how this code is working, because it's always different from every place. It's hard to predict what the pattern is. You have to relearn it over and over. But if you have a predictable pattern, it helps along your mental process usually. Have a great day.